to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Just walked into the building like a breath of fresh air, ladies and gents. Mark Lottering!
The biggest flirt in the world. That's what you are.
I am. You look amazing.
Always.
Oh, I just said, biggest flirt in the world. Good morning. How's everybody?
Lovely seeing you.
Thank you.
What
I'm so
you
happy
taking?
To
what
be here.
What is your elixir? Why do you keep... Every time I see you, you know, you don't age.
Because people downplay the importance of drinking white wine from a box. I understand that your seedle's in that box as well, but, you know, you can mix it up a bit in the morning. So, Ryan... I don't know. We just move on every time, and we as life goes on, we try to stay fit, and we try to.
And you do it the right way. You walk on the beach. You take nature in. You breathe.
Oh shame! You believe Instagram.
Are those old pictures?
No. I like to live in the now. It's very now.
Okay.
It's very now.
Because I look at you and I think a man of leisure.
I must tell you, though, I took a picture about 2 days back. The sun was shining, and it's an amazing picture that I took with somebody else. And I thought, no, wait, because I first wanted likes for what was happening on my social media. Because sometimes you post something, then they stop liking what you thought was great. So I said, let them first really drink like on that. And they were liking. And I thought, okay, I'm going to keep this one because it's very quiet. And it was taken on a balcony at a friend's place in Woodstock. And I thought, if I slut them with this... You're the goodness. So, and then look at God, because I say I want to live in the now. It's now, since yesterday, the weather, it's not been sunshiny. So I must now can't say, look what happened today. So I'm going to wait for the sun to shine again. and then I'm going to have to say, look what happened today. But now, of course, I'm going to have to pray for him as well, that he stays out of trouble, doesn't suddenly end up in ICU. And then I'm, look what happened today.
So
social media can be very tricky. I turn down gigs where, for example, many people get, and I know that you've been asked to MC golf days as well. Sure. And then mostly men there, right?
Sure.
And men have their defenses up all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's just the way men have been reared. Like you walk into a room, it's like, I've got to be a particular way, look a particular way. And what that amounts to is you're actually not a fun person anymore.
That's right.
So when there are only men in a room and a comedian's got to be there, I now, no matter what people say, they will pay you or for who it is, whatever, I just say, if you are not bringing a chummy of you along who's a woman, then I'm not doing the gig, because half the room at least has to be women. And with the Mother's Day gig, I know that there'll be a lot of female energy in the room. And I love that, because women just laugh easier. They know when to leave stuff at home, get somewhere, because they go through so much. I believe that if women were running the world right now, we wouldn't be in such a angry, aggressive place.
Mark for president.
No, I'm serious. I've thought about this because the approach is just different. And it's always been a long running gag for years and years and years. Oh, if women ran the world, then a particular time of the month, things are just going to be... You know, that's just been the very stereotypical gag. But more and more, with the world being in the mess that it is in now, I have to sit down and think, why are we here? And who's always sitting at the head of the table causing all of this nonsense?
All the trouble.
Whole lot of men with a lot of ego and just going out there and causing literally world wars because of ego. This is mine. That's mine. That's mine. And women are not like that. You know, when women are in a relationship, they kind of focus just on... Only that's mine.
That's it. That's
my months for Alice. Days mine. Days mine. Days mine. Days mine.
So, mag jy sê Auntie Mel en Colleen sal 'n goeie president maak?
Jy sit nou hoor in my mond. Ek het nie gesê Colleen. Auntie Mel miskien. Auntie Mel miskien. Because she's very in touch with spiritual matters. And she'll get advice from above. Maar Colleen is a bitchy vult. If there's a problem in the world and Colleen is there, she'll turn to her other minister and she'll go, Jare Bronwyn, kyk wie hy. Like Diva, jou is a leader. So, let's just pause there on Colleen. But women for the world.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.